expect a miracle today. Hallelujah.
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 Father which art in heaven, thank you for your mighty power. Father which art in heaven, we welcome you and the Holy Spirit. Touch our lives. Heal the sick tonight. Move mightily in our midst. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty power that is displayed here tonight. Thank you that the sick will be healed. The dead will be raised. And the name of Jesus is exalted. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Move in our midst, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. If you have a seat, you may be seated. What a blessing tonight. Choir, just remain where you are. Just remain where you are. Or you are blocking some people. I don't think so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can remain here. You can sit down if you want. Whatever. Tonight is a miracle night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank our pastors for welcoming us to your city.
Say,
I don't see the pastors. Where are they? Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you for welcoming us to your city. Tonight is a blessed night. God is touching your life. How many expect a miracle tonight? In these three nights, God is going to change your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said in these three nights, God is going to change your life. How many expect Jesus to change your life? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to share the word of God with you. And I want you to be very quiet and listen carefully. Because the Bible says that he sent his word and healed them.
If we say
as the word of God is coming into your life, healing is coming into your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, my subject is Jesus Christ, the Savior and the Healer of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the Savior.
Jesus Christ, ono ne yen kwajeura,
and also a healer.
Na osa so e yayare safo
of our lives.
Ewe abrabum.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is no savior in this world except Jesus. No one can save this world. We have had many, many governments in Ghana. Who have come to try to help the nation. Presidents from every part of Ghana. We have had tall presidents and short presidents. We have had fair-colored presidents and dark-colored presidents. We have had presidents who are educated and presidents who are uneducated. The presidents and leaders we have had in our nation are different types of people by the grace of God. Nobody can say that one group has been the ruler or the leaders of Ghana. So after 63 years of independence, we are blessed to be where we are. But I think we can all see that we still need a savior. Somebody who can save us. How many of you believe that we still need a savior? Yes. And today I'm here to tell you, to introduce you to that savior. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Now, you can look at Sempa, it's me and Jimu, Duba Kunwa, or say, and then Yahoo, Amamwa.
Amen.
Amen.
That is why up till today, people travel to Israel. Because the Savior was born in the city of David. The real Savior of this world was born in Bethlehem. Tonight, the Savior of the world is here to save your life. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, "We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world."
Hallelujah. Amen.
In Acts chapter 5, the Bible says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus Christ, and God has exalted him with his right hand to be a prince and to be a savior."
What
did Jesus Christ come to save us from? Did he come to save us from a lack of roads and a lack of electricity? When Jesus came to this world, there were no roads.
Yes,
and when he left this world, there were still no roads.
Yes, Christ
when Jesus came to this world, there was no university. And when he left this world, there was still no university.
Yes, Christ obeyed.
When Jesus came to this world, there was no light, no electricity. When he left this world, there was still no electricity in the whole world.
Yesu Kristo ba wi ase no na ye ni anyam kanea. Ofiri wi ase so koy no ni ensa so ni anyam kanea.
So what did Jesus Christ come to do if he didn't provide all these things?
E dia na Yesu Kristo ba ye so ba ba ye se wan fa sa anyam nyina amre ye dia.
The Bible tells us what Jesus Christ came to save us from.
Na tre sam ne kira ye de Kristo ba ba ji ye nkwa efiri mu.
In Matthew chapter 1, the Bible says, you shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Matthew asempa etiba akono ensema wo hono se na obewo obabani na ono na obabage ne man nyina afri omo boni mu na obefrenu Jesus.
Jesus Christ came to save you from your sins.
Yesu Kristo ba se obaji wa firi boni mu.
That is why Jesus came to this world.
Enu ti na Yesu Kristo ba wi ase mu.
Because of your sins.
Enam oboni nti.
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
Jesus ne se boni akatua ani owu.
Do you have a prison in Suhum?
Mu wa fi ase e wo Suhum ha.
If you go to the prison, you see a lot of people in prison. Just in Sawam here, we have a prison. I have been inside the prison before. At
Sawam.
Every prisoner has a reason for being there. One day I went to Sawam prison.
That could be me calling Sawam Efiasiho.
And I asked the man there, what did you do that brought you here? And he was surprised that I was asking that question. He told me that everybody here in that section has killed somebody before. Yes, everybody in, at the place I was, has killed somebody before. That is why they are there. And what can release them? There is no power that can open the door of the prison to release those people.
To me, be anywhere, a to me, I be a punono,
one time I went to a prison in Liberia.
That could be something called Liberia, a fear the acid.
It was a very dark prison. When I went inside, I was so affected by the darkness of the prison full of Liberian prisoners.
Now me wura fear na so no. Me and Casa Mihunusa, Mehon and Tenemi. If he said, Nippe Guna, Liberia, for I actual Magum.
The people in the prison, they were like animals.
Now, Nippe was a fear, Nasuono, or my at the Samoa.
And my heart was moved.
Namakuma, a chasse, say Ebubum.
So I saw on the notice board the things that the people have done.
Namihunu, the Yachira Bohonoma will be able to be kind, you know, say, and Yama or Ma, Mabahono, or Maya.
Some of them were liars.
Ebimo and throw no muchai.
And they were in the prison. They had written their names. Number of liars. Some were thieves.
Ebiso so no me akron for.
And they had written the number of thieves.
Ana yachre nipadodua ome akron for.
Because when you come to work there, they want you to know the type of people and then how dangerous it is. So they have to write this number of thieves, this number of liars, this number of killers. Some people have killed people, and they were also there.
It is over hano ba beye juma. Ome so ma unu ni pakura uno mo ba be din kita hundiye no. Ni ama wa unu ni padodo ome chantro. Ome ome diye uo. Ome ome ya kromfo na ama wosu eni ada omoso.
Now, when I look at the things that the people have done, I realize that a lot of people who are not in prison have done some of the things that the people that are in prison have done. They had people who were rapists, that is, they have sex with people without permission.
Hey!
Now, I want to ask you in Suhum. Are there liars in Suhum? Liars. Are there no liars here?
And I had here Obian Chantro.
What about at the crusade? Are there some liars at the crusade?
Now, crusade, you are saying you need Omo Chantro.
If we are following that rule, most of us will be in prison tonight.
Say this amlanosodiase.
What about thieves? Are there thieves in Suhum?
Na akronfosu yo bi osuhum.
Are there thieves in Suhum?
Yawa akronfosu hum.
Hey!
Hey!
What about people who are having sex without permission?
Now, most of our money and comfort that we are ready to pay is why.
Hey,
M manager, among casa.
Listen, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
The people that are in prison.
What
are they praying for? Have you visited? Do you know what a prisoner is praying for?
Are
prisoners praying to get a car?
Are
prisoners praying to get accommodation?
Are
prisoners praying for visa to America?
What are
our prisoners praying for, husband and wife?
No.
They are praying. What are they praying for?
Freedom.
Freedom from the effect of their sins. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He knows that what you have done, by all means, you'll be punished. If human beings can catch fellow human beings and throw them into Insawan prison, do you think God cannot catch you and you and you and you and throw you into prison?
So, onipa timichi ni nyanipa, eto no tu efiasia.
If human beings who are wicked can make other human beings go to prison, then Almighty God can arrest, and He will arrest those who have sinned, because the Bible says the wages, the payment for your sin is death. And so, Jesus came to this world not to give us electricity or water or road, but He came to save you and me from our sins.
And I'm saying, yes, Christ, I may ask a star, the Yaman Kenya, and I ensure now a kind of Brian, name or by a say, or by Jimmy New Me and Effie and Bonham.
How many have told lies before? More than 100 lies.
What were chant to Abro or Hassel?
Raise your hand if you are, you know you are a liar.
Say, I wouldn't saw your trophy.
Hey!
Hey,
so whom has a lot of liars?
I just
How many here are thieves? You have stolen something before. How many have stolen something before? Wow. Tonight, Jesus Christ is here to wash away all your sins. There is only one thing that can wash away your sins. Even if we bath you with Omo, you can never be clean of your sins. Even if we bath you with key
soap,
will your sins go away? No, will your sins go away if we bath you with
key soap?
What other soap do you have in Suhum?
Geisha.
If we bath you with geisha, will your sins go away? What other COVID?
Azuma bro.
Alcohol. What do we call it? Alcohol. Sanitizer. If we bath you with sanitizer,
now sanitizer, so you di jalewe.
Will your sins go away?
Obane nebeko.
No,
Debbie.
You are still a liar.
What does so your
you are still a sinner.
What does so your diboyeni?
But there is one thing that can wash away your sins, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God sent Jesus Christ not just to preach, but he sent him to shed his blood, to wash away your sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many want Jesus to wash and clean all your
sins?
Many years ago, when I was in secondary school, I met Jesus. Yes. I had never heard of Jesus when I was in my house. It was when I went to secondary school. Boarding school. That is where I heard about Jesus preaching. And that is where I gave my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. Since I was in secondary school at Achimota School, and I gave my life to God, I have never turned back even for 5 minutes. Because I thank God that he has saved me, because I know that me, the by all means, I will go to hell if Jesus doesn't save me.
If he said, Namiami who says Uncle Christo and Benjamin, Uncle German and Kabeko.
That is why I came here to tell you that Jesus is the only savior.
And you see, my Bahaba catcher said, Yesu onone and kwajiru anonkwa.
You see, many Ghanaians are religious. We go to church, but we are not washed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. You know, me, I was going to church, but I was not washed by the blood of Jesus. Even when I was in secondary school, I was baptized and confirmed, but I was not saved. I was not washed by the blood of Jesus. I went for confirmation. Do you know confirmation? Do you know confirmation? Yeah. Secondary school confirmation. Hey! But I was not a Christian. The confirmation, they just brought food and minerals and we ate it in the school. Oh yes. We used to go to church, they sing hymns. We went even for hymn practice, but I was not really a Christian. Oh yes. You can stand in a garage, it doesn't make you a car.
Yes.
So I was packed in the church, but I didn't know Jesus. Till one day, I asked a question. Why did Jesus Christ come to this world to die on the cross? I began to think about it. You know, as for me, I always prepare for exams. I don't remember any exam I've ever failed. Since I was born.
If you are bright, you me.
I don't remember any exam that I failed. Because I'm always preparing. Even when I start on the first day, I will start preparing for the exam from the first day. So I realized even when I was in school that one day I'll have to stand before God for examination. And I began to be afraid. That is what turned my head to think about God. That is what turned my eyes to Jesus. To think about Jesus. Whether really, truly, I am born again and my name is in the book of life.
Hey!
Hey! As for me, I always want to think of examination. When the exam comes, will I be ready? When I was in school, some people, instead of studying their schoolwork, they were throwing shot put, running, playing games. But the exam, there is no running in exam. Even if you run fast, exam time it is useless. When you die,
so
look, no matter the school you went to, no matter the money you have, if you are not washed by the blood of Jesus, the one who God sent to save the whole world. If you are not washed, I tell you, cannot enter. Oh yes. You know, one day I traveled somewhere.
That could be me too.
And I had my handbag. And I was climbing into the aeroplane. And the woman who guards the plane, she told me, "You cannot go with this bag."
Now, Oba, on a day, poor Egumuno, or say, Utimin Fasa Abagi, and Fro Enko.
Are you listening to me?
Utiamipa.
Listen, the woman said, this bag cannot go up.
Oba, and catch them, says, Abagi, and to me, and Kosovo.
Yeah. And do you know what it reminds me?
Now, I'm a kind.
If your sins, you cannot go with your bag of sins into heaven. You cannot go. And the woman did not. The woman, I argued and argued, she did not allow me.
Oh, yes.
When you travel, you will soon be traveling abroad. You will see that certain
parts are not
good. How many believe God will bless you when you will be traveling? Oh, yes. Tonight, Jesus is asking you a question. If you die tonight, if you die tomorrow, will you be ready? Will you go to heaven? Or will you find out that, Chale, the whole thing, you didn't know God. You didn't know Jesus. You were not born again.
Now, who say, ah, man, go heaven, and I say, minim yankopon, and I say, me nyaw fofro, and I'm a hunu yesu, and I'm a minim hoshi.
God is asking you tonight,
yankopon ebusa
welimre, whether you know Jesus,
say, unim yesu,
the savior of the world. Look at my hand. Jesus wants to wash you.
Yesu Christo besa
ofo. He sent me to invite you to be washed and clean with his blood, lest anything happens. Jesus is the Savior, and he's here tonight. Most of the time when I'm preaching, Jesus is walking through the crowd. And Jesus is here tonight. He is the healer of the world. Wherever Jesus went, he saved people and he healed them. And tonight, Jesus is here. He has in his hand a cup. His blood. The blood of Jesus,
yes, Christ, moja,
ready to wash you and save you from your sins.
Now,
how many want this blood to wash you and cleanse you? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, and then he's also here ready to heal you. Everywhere Jesus went, he was healing. There was a woman. She was bleeding for 12 years. Oh, yes. 12 good years. Can you imagine 12 years of bleeding? Not 3 days. Not 5 days. Not 12 days. 12 years. Everywhere she went, she was smelling. When your eyes are closed, you can smell that the woman has come. Because the blood was smelling after 12 years. But when she heard about Jesus, I said, when she heard of Jesus, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole.
Oh, me hobe tome.
And when she came and she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says she felt power entering her. And immediately, the fountain or the source of the blood dried up. Tonight, the Savior and the healer is here.
He's
going to heal the source of your sickness. He's going to heal the fountain. The origin. Oh, yes. Many diseases, the origin are demons. One day, a pastor was praying for the sick. There was a woman who was very lean. She was very much. Suddenly the pastor's eyes opened. And he saw a demon hanging on the woman's chest. A demon. The demon was hanging on the chest and eating the woman's life. And he said to the woman in the spirit, he said, come off. And the thing jumped off the woman's chest and like a monkey on the ground and ran away. This woman who has become very small, about to die within 1 week, by the power of God, she was healed and she started to grow fat again. You heard Mrs. Marvel. I am a doctor. I work with Dr. Marvel. In the hospital, Suhum Hospital. So I am a doctor. And there are other doctors here. If I'm telling you that miracles are real, then you must know that a doctor is the one telling you that the miracles are real. Many things doctors cannot explain it. That is why even doctors, we believe in the power of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Tonight, Jesus wants to do two things. He wants to save you, and he wants to heal you. How many want Jesus to save you and wash away your sin? How many want Jesus to heal you? I want everybody to stand up, please. Tonight is the first night. We have just begun. Jesus is alive. Everybody, lift up your hands. The power of God is here. The healing Jesus is here. He is here to save you. And he is here to heal you. Put down your hands right now. Close your eyes. If you are here tonight and you want Jesus to save you by washing you with the blood of Jesus, tonight I want to pray with you. If you want your soul to be saved and Jesus Christ to wash away all your sins through the blood of Jesus, so that you will genuinely be ready for your examination, and you want to be cleaned by the blood of Jesus, then lift up your hand like this. Yes. If you want to be born again tonight and washed with the blood, then your hand must be up. If you have lifted one hand, then lift all the two. And I'm going to pray a special prayer with you. I'll pray in English and after that we pray in tree. With your hands lifted up, say this prayer. Say, Jesus.
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 Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I realize that I am a sinner.
I realize that I am a sinner.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Forgive me for all my lies.
Forgive me for all my lies.
I know I am a liar.
I know I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a thief.
I'm a bad person. I have sinned. I have fallen short of the glory of God. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me, Lord. From all my sins. I give my heart to you. Lord Jesus. Everybody, give your hearts to Jesus right now. Receive Jesus. Say, I receive Jesus. Into my heart. As my Savior. And my Master. Thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart. And change me. Thank you, Lord. For saving me. Tonight. From tonight. I am born again. Say, from tonight. I am a child of God. I am following Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For saving me. Tonight. Please write my name. In the book of life. My name is. Make sure your name, your actual name.
Benjamin.
Please write this name. In the book of life. Thank you, Lord. For writing my name.
In the book of life.
I register. I am registering tonight. With my name. Mention your name again. This is my name, Lord.
My name is Benjamin Enyamisem.
Write this name.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Lord. For saving me. Now lift one hand like this. Just one hand. Say after me, Satan. In the name of Jesus. I curse you. I cast you out.
I reject you.
I bind you. In the name of Jesus. Satan. Go out of my life. In the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus. And Jesus has set me free. Thank you, Lord. Lift your two hands and say, Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For washing me.
I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. For your mighty power. That has saved me tonight. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, Amen. Now we are going to pray the same prayer in three.
You see, I have a bonfire and a witch. Maybe I will be on my own. Some years. Nekata Wenisa. Kase Jesus. Medawasi. Jesus. Medawasi. Emma wa huma bro. Ow, what the mummy. Mera di minan kupon. Medawasi. So wa suma Jesus. Amna be wua mami. Enen mrey. Me jitum. Me ya diboyeni. Me ya kronfo. Me ya monatuni. Me ya obia mi chantro. Me ya obia minye. Menye ni papa. Jesus. Humi mwabo. Ne jime. Humi mwabo. Na hohro me hon. Humi mwabo. Not tell me home. And then me ray. Made me home out. Made me come out. Obi I'm fun of come out, Jesus. Casa made me come out, Jesus. Made me come out, Jesus. Every and echo. Made the yes, wechi. Wachina medita. Baby, a Jesus over corner. A honor na meko. Every and echo. Yes, who ya mirror. We are men quadra. Now, yes, way. And umbray. Tremidi. Ewan Kongomanim. Tremidi. Ewan Kongomanim. Bowdin. Ne kachire Jesus se midinie. Midinie Jesus, Jesus Christo. Midin anti Benjamin enyamisem. Chire midin ewa enkwangumanim. Chire midin powudin powudin so. Se on chire widin, on chire widin. Yes way. E free neko. Me ya wotia. Ya wome fufro. Ewa Yesu mu. Menyam kwatie. Ewa Yesu mu. Yesu echi na medida. Enimbra Yesu mi tawasi. Yesu mi siwaye. Me tawasi bebre. Hallelujah. Afe ma wansati ya asu se. Neka wedi mechi. Kasa wo upon sam. Enimbra. Ewa Yesu timu. Mi chiwa nim. Me kawanim. Me pamu free my bravo. Free my bravo muko. Me no one chaka biabio. Me no one tamate. A free and nepo. A free say. A free and ne. Me a yes, dear. Me a yes, dear.
Yes.
Me to walk on some chipio.
Yes.
A free say. Yes, I go home. I want the more German. Upon some. Free me chaka. Me chiwanim. Me kawanim. Ewa yesu dimo. Afe ma wansa so sa. Neka se yesu mi dawase. Mi siwa ye. Me kanfo. Ewa yesu dimo. Thank you Jesus.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All those who pray this prayer, there is another step you must take.
Obibiyara obo sampa ye.
And tomorrow morning here at 6 o'clock in the morning, we are having an important service here called the Power Conference. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. We are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You will speak in tongues. That same power will touch your life and heal you. It's very important you do not miss tomorrow morning's service if you pray this prayer. God bless you.
How many are expecting Jesus to heal you tonight? Wherever you are, stand to your feet. I'm going to pray for Jesus to heal every sickness tonight. Wherever your pain is, whatever your problem is, Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yes, or your suffer, yes.
And he's healing you tonight.
Now, or saw your ear and brain.
Jesus heals eyes.
Yes, or saw and you are.
It will heal your mind.
Or better, a genuine so your ear.
Even mental disease.
Your ear and what a genuine
can be healed.
You bet to me, a son, your ear.
Recently, I met a madman.
And check, cry, Michia will be our brother.
Who was healed in Salaga? He was naked in Salaga and he was
Salaga
healed. And God healed him. Tonight, the power of Jesus will heal your stomach, your eyes, your mind, every part of you. Put your hands wherever the sickness is. And the power of God is coming into your life right now. Father, thank you for your healing. Jesus the healer, we trust you tonight to heal, to open the eyes of the blind.